Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard on a Monday. That's right. It is Monday, and I'm here, and you're there, and you're there, and you're there. I'm working on two computers and three chat rooms at the same time. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio chat, Final Fantasy Phil is there. Jet9 logged in. Michael logged in over there. I urge you to head over to the website. The Blog Talk Radio thing, as much as I've loved it, it's just too inconsistent. All morning long it was off. Now it's on. It was all day yesterday. It was good. Today I ran into some difficulties. You know, I couldn't enter. So rather than risk it, we have the chat room here. Andy's done a fabulous job, I think, of putting together a wonderful chat room. A little bigger now. It accommodates everybody. So we welcome Brad, Brandon Myers. We welcome Michael Johnson. We welcome Steven. We welcome Fantasy Phil. And hopefully guest Sammy will join us, and of course we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. And speaking of Steven, Jet9, he's about. I have a feeling he could be the big time winner in the first Lenny's Legions Fantasy Football Contest. So we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. And Jet9, get ready, boy. This is it. This is it. You can be the first one. You can enter the Lenny's Legions Hall of Fame as becoming the first winner of the contest. And by the way, don't forget, if you want to get into the baseball, and once again, the baseball, we're going to try, and I say try with a capital T, of making this a live draft. I mean, wouldn't it be great? I mean, for Brandon and Brad and Steven and Michael and Greg and Phil and all, and of course, you know, Buck and everybody who wants to appear in the, who wants to be part of it, if we all got together, that would be a hootenanny, right? That would be great. So, you know what? You strive for it. If not this year, it'll be maybe next year, or we'll do something. We'll figure out a way of making this the best experience we could, because we remember we're not out to win that $1 million. Oh no, absolutely not. Well, you know, pick your team, pick your player, pick your nose, pick your lawyer, pick up your money. Okay, that's what we say. Okay, anyway, the point is that it's a slow week in Major League Baseball. Even the agents and the players sometimes take off, and this is the Christmas week, and they do. But it's not gonna. But I've been digging, and I got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of great stuff to talk about. But I will say one thing. I will ask for a big time favor. You know, I just have to go back and take a step back. The website, Lenny Melnick FantasySports.com, was never anything that we really thought about in any great detail. We just said, oh, let's put it up. It was a temporary thing. It's a long story as to why, but it was. It's evolved into, it's not even a fantasy sports site. It's evolved into something else. I'm not really sure what yet. All right. Hopefully the fraternity that we all want to be part of. But it's certainly not just fantasy sports. But I do the one part about the site that I've seen a little weak, and that's the water cooler. Now, this morning I get up, and there's a huge question in there by Mr. Dependable, Mr. Reliable, Brandon Myers, who comes up and he puts up a tremendous question. The questions that we have up there have made some big changes. I will urge you to go to the water cooler and fill it up, man. I mean, in addition to the contests, we've got we have a spot starting January. I know you'll all be very interested into your keepers. So ask your keeper questions. Put them up there. Now, Brandon asked a keeper question this morning, and it's a little probably too difficult. But go over there, and instead of talking about it on the air, just go over to the thing and let's give Brandon a hand, okay? Well, I want your opinion on Brandon's keeper list. He needs to keep 3 out of 4, and it's interesting. That's what we do, and when it's your turn, that's what we'll do. We'll all go over. We'll all give you our stuff and everything else. So it's going to be great. Got an interesting comment from Perry Van Hook, Captain Hook, when I asked the question. Now, do we want rankings on this website? I'm asking you guys. You guys are the chairman of the board. You're the board of directors. Do we want rankings? Do we want ratings? Perry Van Hook suggested there's rankings and ratings everywhere. What he would like to see on the site is a critique of rankings and ratings. So maybe we'll post everybody else's rankings and ratings one at a time, and we'll talk about them, okay? It's a weird keeper question Brandon has. So we'll see about that. So it's going to be terrific. And go to the website. There's a lot of good stuff. There's also a spot there. If you just want to, you got something to say. It doesn't matter what it is. You got something to say. Then be my guest. Let's say it, okay? There's a place there to say, what you want to say. Also, what are your breakout players? So go take a look. And here's the other thing. I hope you're enjoying the history of the game section. I really do. I don't know how many of you knew who Richie Allen was. I don't know how many of you saw how great Gale Sayers was in his day. One of the only football players that I know of that I saw that every time he got the ball, he could score a touchdown. It doesn't matter where he was on the field. And if you take a look at the 6 touchdowns, that was only one game, all right? And he did that every single game. It was a potential breakaway. So you saw Sayers. What I have up there now is an interesting I find it fascinating. And I believed in this in years, and I probably talked about it a while ago. If there's one player I would like to see in the Hall of Fame, it's Jim Abbott. Jim Abbott, do you know who Jim Abbott is? Jim, yeah, he's the pitcher who pitched with one arm. That's right, born that way. Jim Abbott, great collegiate All-American pitcher, great pitcher in the Olympics, winning the gold medal. He was an all-star, Major League Baseball. He won Gold Glove Awards. He had the highest fielding percentage in the major leagues more than once. He was an MVP candidate. Give me a break, okay? Give me a break. And our fake teams, that's a good, but we'll evaluate the rankings. We won't produce them. They're all over town. We'll critique the rankings. That's what we'll do. And maybe I'll come up with my own I have different rankings, you see. I'll talk about that in a second. Please go over, watch the video. And then you please tell me, we already have a comment from the great Scotty Bryden. I want to know, do you think that Jim Abbott deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? And my logic, my reasoning is, if Pete Rose certainly has the statistics to be in the Hall of Fame, but he's being kept out because of off-the-field antics. Jim Abbott may come short statistically, although his accomplishments are remarkable, maybe not Hall of Fame, but then you add to that his inspiration to so many people off the field. To be a one-armed pitcher in the major leagues and accomplish what he did, I think he deserves the Hall of Fame just based on that. If Rose could be kept out because of what he did, then I think Jim Abbott should be brought in based upon what he did, okay? So there you go. Okay, now let's get to the notes. Yeah, I have stuff. We have stuff to talk about. We got players that are still, I don't care if it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Happy New Year, I don't care what it is, when you're a Major League Baseball player and you got millions of dollars riding on the line, you never take a day off, okay? Never take a day off. By the way, I will ask you people to send me at Lenny Melnick at gmail.com. When you come across a rankings list on any site, please send it to me. It'll just help me out just to find them. I mean, I don't mind commenting on them. The hard part for me is to find them. So as Brandon and Phil both say, Fake Teams has a bunch of rankings and Fantasy Pros. So we'll use as many as we can. And I think we'll get a lot more out of that than if I just come up with my own stupid rankings. But if you're listening, go to the website, David. Go to the website. I know David Katz is logged in. Head over to the website and That's where we are. That's where we're having the chat room. Blog Talk is still up, but it could go down at any minute. So, David, really appreciate it. But I'm looking at three different chat rooms. Okay, so here's what's going on in Major League Baseball. Now, we've talked a lot about the Cardinals and the fact that they came in second to David Price. They came in second. They're just coming in second. They've been in the hunt. They're willing to spend the money, but they just, you know, they have their boundaries. We thought Cueto might go there. They have their limitations on what they can do. It's not a desperate team, but it's a team that knows what they want, and here's what they want. They want a pitcher, and Jake Odorizzi, his name has been bantered around. Now, the Cardinals, of course, and we've talked about this, the Cardinals have Colton Wong and Matt Adams. Matt Adams, if they trade Matt Adams, who's going to play first base? Well, we've talked about a couple of players. I talked about the possibility of Gio Gonzalez, but okay, we can't really say that Carlos Gonzalez is going to play first base for the Cardinals when he's not even on the Cardinals yet. But who is on the Cardinals who is actually taking ground balls and thinking and talking about playing first base to extend his career? And we are talking about, that's right, Matt Holliday. With Randall Grichuk, Stephen Piscotty, Tommy Pham, it's not deep. And, of course, Holliday could still play, but Holliday is thinking about playing some. Brandon Morris can play the outfield as well, but they're thinking about Holliday. Matt Holliday to play some first base on that Cardinal team. And, of course, that could extend his career. Now, I don't know how far you guys go back, but in the olden days, guys like Mickey Mantle, where did he play when he couldn't play the outfield? Mickey played first base. Stan the Man Musial, where did he play? He played first base, okay, when he couldn't play the outfield. Well, he was a first baseman anyway. So Stan Musial, all the – Carl Yastrzemski, all right, who else? Who else were the guys that moved from the outfield to first base? Roy Sievers, all right? He played some first base. A lot of guys. Yogi Berra played first, okay? First base used to be the position where if you didn't know, I know Piscotty could always play first base for them as well, but if the outfielders were getting a little up there in age, they just put them at first base. It was the position to play when you didn't know where to put somebody. You know, it's like in Little League. Where do you put them? You put them in right field. But no, here we put them in first base. So that was the position to go. Really, really appreciate all you guys. Of course, Brad and Brandon and Michael and Steven and Phil and David and guest Sammy and all you guys that are in the chat room. Really appreciate it. David Katz is in here. David's moving around. You know, you got to go from one site to the other. So, Matt Holliday, a candidate to play some first base for the St. Louis Cardinals, and they still will go after that pitcher with I'm saying Odorizzi could be on a trade, but I think the Cardinals would like to you know what really fits the Cardinals, and I put this up on the site. I put something up on the chatter. You know, every couple of days I'm going to post something. It's called Chatter, so it's on the homepage. But I'm telling you, I think Doug Fister, right? Doug Fister. It's unbelievable. This site picks up all the articles in one place. It's one place. Yeah, and I go ahead and I'm reading 100. You realize, David, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and people, I can vouch for that. People know I'm on here. I was on here early this morning with Brandon, and I'm going through newspaper by newspaper, putting them all up on one site, and then Andy, she takes them and she puts them. We have recent posts where you can just see what's new, and then if you want to go to a specific team, you click on the team, and there's all the posts for that specific team. I don't know. I absolutely. So David has a site that picks up all the articles. I know what it is, and I like to see it. Maybe it's different than what I have, but I've done it my way for 20 years, David, and I'm still doing it. Okay, so not to say that you can't improve, so I appreciate whatever you have. Okay, anyway, I really appreciate it, David. So here you go. If you have another site that has all the, I don't think they do though. That's the whole thing. That they think they do, but not the sites that I go to. Anyway, so I'm thinking that Doug Pfister, he, you know what, smart pitcher, not exactly, you know, with the greatest stuff, but on the Cardinals ball club, boy. I really think that Doug Pfister could be a great pickup for the Cardinals, okay? Now the New York Mets still drowning in money. That's right. They're drowning in the money that they saved for Michael Kadire. And where's it going? Well, here's the talk. Clearly the Mets, you know, would like to get Cespedes. Clearly the Mets would like to get, you know, Justin Upton. But they can't do it because they need a center fielder. I mean, they just need that center fielder. There's no question about it. And it's going to be Dernard Spann. All right, that's the way it looks right now. The Mets are working out Spann. He's working out for a lot of teams. The Cubs are looking at Spann. The Cubs are looking at Dexter Fowler to bring him back as well. The Cubs, I mean, Javier Baez, if you didn't see it, Javier Baez played center field in the Winter League game. So Javier Baez ready to make his mark in center field. But still, it seems to me all indications are right now, and of course anything could change, but if you want to know what the Mets are doing, I do think that the Mets are going to be playing the Dernard Spann card, because that's what it looks like. Now, with all these, you know, and of course, you know, we talk about the Cardinals, so many people, you know, as I mentioned, Doug Pfister, you take a look at this Cardinal team. Now, I'm going to throw something at you, and I really want to hear your opinion on this. You know, the Cardinals, say what you want. A lot of people are down on the Cardinals. There are still people that are down on the Pirates. They don't believe them. And everybody's jumping on the Cubs. The Chicago Cubs, the team that's ranked number one to make the World Series. By the way, we have a $100 contest in the chat room. Now, when I'm saying that, you don't have to put up a nickel. Not a nickel. You don't have to put up anything. All you got to do is pick the two teams that will compete in the World Series, and that's it. You win $100. Guaranteed. $100 out of my pocket. I may even come and bring it to your house. All right? But still, so take a look at that. Now, the entries end opening day. After opening day, I'm not taking any more entries. And we got to have at least 10 to make it legitimate. If one person enters, well, that's it. But still, you got to pick it right, okay? And if there's a tie, we'll work out a tiebreaker, but I don't think there'll be a tie. Anyway, so in talking about the Cardinals, as I just did with Matt Holliday playing first and Odorizzi, and they're still looking for a pitcher, if you think about the Cardinals, people are thinking of them as a weak team. Now, think about what they did. And Michael Johnson likes that, $100 for doing nothing. Michael will take that any day of the week. Okay, go to the water cooler, guys. There's a lot of stuff. That's where you can help this site propel itself to the next millennium, whatever the hell that means. Now, the Cardinals will be losing Jason Heyward. They'll be losing Lance Lynn, and they'll be losing John Lackey. All right, so Heyward, Lynn, and Lackey, that's what the Cardinals lose. Here's what the Cardinals gain. The Cardinals will be gaining Adam Wainwright, who was out for most of the year. The Cardinals will be gaining Matt Holliday, who was banged up a good part of the year. And the Cardinals will be gaining Marco Gonzalez, untested youngster, no question about it, untested, but still, rave reviews coming in. May not start the season on the big ball club, maybe a May call-up. So, are they better off with Heyward? And who's Heyward? All right, defensively, yes. Heyward, Lynn, and Lackey. Or are they better off with Wainwright, full season out of Holliday, which she can't guarantee, and Marco Gonzalez? So what do you think? What do you think? Heyward, Lynn, Lackey against Wainwright, Holliday, Marco Gonzalez. Which threesome would you rather have? Don't get excited. We're talking about threesomes, and all of a sudden, a couple of fantasy Phil is in a different fantasy world. But anyway, yeah, so who would you rather have, Heyward, Lynn, and Lackey, or Wainwright, Holliday, and Marco Gonzalez? All right, that's the question there. Now, it's pretty amazing. As I listen to MLB radio and all the baseball stuff, and there's nothing to talk about. So last week they spent one whole day talking about Todd Frazier, and the whole weekend they spent talking about Brandon Phillips. I mean, I love Brandon Phillips, but there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. And people saw Brandon Phillips going to the Nationals, and he flew to Washington. He flew to Washington because he represents Under Armour, and that's where their offices are. All right? That's number one. But here's what people aren't saying about Brandon Phillips. And you know, when I did that interview for Brandon Phillips, he put me right on the freaking map. So you know I love Brandon Phillips. I love my Phillips guy. I love him. All right? But here's the thing. That's Phillips. I'm going to type that in. I want to make sure my chat room is working. So let's see what happens. Yes. See if it's working. Of course, I pick up the wrong mouse, and I'm typing on a different computer to find out what's going on. Okay. So, yeah, Lenny Phillips. All right. I'm working. All right. So anyway, here's what nobody said about Brandon Phillips. You take a look at that Washington team, led by, and all of a sudden, you know, and if that battle last year between Papelbon and Harper didn't propel Harper as a leader on this ball club, even though there was a lot of guys who thought he might be wrong, but he has become a big leader on this ball club. And then you get a politician named John Papelbon. And then you get, you got Papelbon, you got, could they really afford to have another big mouth on this team? And Brandon Phillips does not keep his mouth shut. So even though he could have been, and of course, I think that if you take a look at that Washington lineup, and there's no secret here, I mean, I really believe that Washington would be better off getting a left-handed hitter. I mean, they got, you know, Zimmerman's righty, Wilson Ramos, Rendon, Worth, Michael Taylor. Now, Harper's a lefty, and Espinosa's a switch hitter, but they could use a lefty in that lineup, and that's why Daniel Murphy could be a better fit than Brandon Phillips. So they didn't want to extend Phillips. And the interesting part about them not wanting to extend Phillips and work it out was that they managed to work it out with John Papelbon, who, by the way, is represented by the same agency as Phillips. You know, these agents are starting to intertwine with each other. So the Papelbon agent is the same as the Phillips agent. The agent for Papelbon got Washington to renegotiate a bit somehow. I don't know what they did. But they wouldn't do it for Brandon Phillips. So it kind of makes you wonder about that and so on down the line. By the way, I got a potential trade that may happen. It's not talked about by anybody, but it's pretty hot. And Andy's going to put up the link to the article that I found talking about. Nobody finds articles like me. I mean, come on, I'm a professor. I used to go to 42nd Street, David and Phil. I still do, but for different reasons. Anyway, I used to go to 42nd Street and in Manhattan and go to a newspaper dealer who used to sell the out-of-town newspapers, albeit maybe three days late. Excuse me, I got a gigantic sneeze. Whoa, okay, we don't have a sneeze button here. So anyway, and I used to buy the newspapers and take out the newspaper section and then throw the rest of the paper in the garbage. And the guy never realized we were keeping the part of the paper. He couldn't figure out why I was just taking the papers, giving him money, and throwing it in the garbage. It was actually pretty funny. But the point was is that I found this in a newspaper. Big chance that John Singleton is going to get traded. Now, there's a lot to it, all right? If John Singleton gets traded, and there's a team that's pretty obvious in need of John Singleton, and I'll tell you that in a second. If this happens, it's a fait accompli that Chris Davis goes to the Astros, all right? Whatever fait accompli means. I think it means it's pretty sure. Anyway, think about it. Who's the first baseman? I mean, Milwaukee just traded Jason Rogers. Yeah, they traded Jason Rogers, big-time Jason Rogers. They traded Jason Rogers, and it looks to me like they need a first baseman, okay? So, and Adam Lind went to Seattle. So who do you think is going to play first base for Milwaukee? I say it's going to be John Singleton, and I say Milwaukee will come up with a couple of – well, Houston will come up with a couple of prospects, and then what happens then? Bingo. What happens then? They sign Chris Davis. So Singleton goes to Milwaukee. Chris Davis is going to go. You could just about, I won't say etch it in your kitchen table, but I will say you could write it on your forehead with something that you could erase in the morning or when you take a shower, it'll go away. But that's what you do. Okay, so get excited about that. You know, here's the other thing as I'm thinking about it. Denard Span, I don't want you to think that this is like a fait accompli. Again, a fait accompli. I still don't even know what it means, but I've said it twice. The point is that may not be a fait accompli because Gerardo Parra is still out there. And the thing about Gerardo Parra that could excite the Mets is that Parra was traded during the season. So, if you remember, so he doesn't have to, so the Mets don't have to, you know, compensate. For, if they sign Parra, they don't have to give up a draft pick. That's the big difference. The other player, and by the way, so who do you like better? Wainwright, Holiday, Marco Gonzalez, or Haywood, Lynn, and Lackey? Again, Wainwright, Holiday, Marco for Haywood, Lynn, and Lackey. And I'm not talking about a fantasy baseball trade. I'm talking about that's what the St. Louis Cardinals, if you shake it all out, that's what they did. They're getting Wainwright, Holiday, and Gonzalez, full seasons, hopefully, in exchange for Haywood, Lynn, and Lackey, who they traded away so or lost during by injury in the case of John Lackey. So pretty interesting. And already we have an entrance by Phil. Phil's picked his two World Series teams. I'm going to tell you mine, even though I didn't put them in there, but my two World Series teams, and I talked about, I'm not changing. I picked Arizona before they got Zach Greinke. Now, come on, you guys who have listened every day, I should get bonus points, but I picked Arizona and Boston as my two teams before they got Zach Greinke in the land of Arizona, the place I love the best. Okay, so think about that for a second. That's really true. I really did that. As I'm looking for the Blog Talk Studio, there it is. All right, so I got John Singleton going to Milwaukee. I got now. Where does Brandon Phillips wind up? Can Brandon Phillips actually go back to Cincinnati? I don't think so. I mean, really, I thought Brandon Phillips would be perfect on the Yankees, but that ain't going to happen. Now, Giovanni Gallardo is being courted roughly by Baltimore and by the Astros, but we don't get excited over Gallardo. But I'll tell you who we could get excited about. And we talked about Billy Bean getting overrun with the trade offers there for Sonny Gray, which could happen. Josh Reddick is on his final year of his contract. And I'm thinking, here's the guy whose name hasn't been mentioned. It's all right, Phil. You can make two postings, but only one of them counts. So you can't have two different teams in there. But Josh, keep this in mind. Nobody's talking about the status of Josh Reddick, and I really think that Josh Reddick is the guy who very well could be traded in kind of a blockbuster deal. I mean, you know, when everybody talks about Justin Upton and they talk about 25 home runs and maybe 28 home runs and 100 RBIs, I mean, what about Josh Reddick? He's a 20 home run, 80 RBI guy. That's not so terrible. That's not so bad, okay? It's Jet 9 logging in, logging out. Jet 9, tomorrow could be your day. And I believe you may be going against Cha-Cha. I'm not sure. By the way, if you want to be a correspondent, come on, guys. Now's the time. We got a new one up there by Mitchell Harston, who's talking about the Nationals and also maybe talking about the Dodgers. I need you guys. David Katz from Florida. All right. And by the way, we talked on Friday about the good friend of mine who told me, and we're not mentioning any names, okay, that Jose Fernandez is a pretty good lock to wind up with the Dodgers because his girlfriend is sick and tired of his antics. And you know what women can do to you. So, and I'm not telling you where I got that from. That's a confidential source that will go without mention, but it's a source that I trust. Let's put it that way, all right? I trust like eating a good salami sandwich, all right, at a deli, all right? I trust it. Absolutely trust it. All right, so please do me a big favor. And so how's that for a Monday, December 21st, baseball? Yeah, there's stuff to talk about. So thank you all so very much for joining me today. Maybe we'll take off Thursday and Friday because it's Christmas and everybody deserves a break from me, that's for sure. And maybe I'll send Andy away so she can get – I mean, she was in a car with me for 40 days, and now she's got to live with me. It's crazy. Poor girl. All right, go to the water cooler. Let's fill it up, okay? A lot of good stuff to say, and I need your help over there, and that would be terrific. That would be my Christmas present if you decide to give me that. That's what it will be. Okay, thanks, everybody. I love you all. Have a very great holiday, very great week. Bye.